Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Cover Mode. I'm your host, Rashan Isaac. So wonderful to have you with us again. And in studio, I have an amazing lady. I've been wanting to have her here for I don't know how long till I finally got hold of her on Facebook. Can you believe I don't even have her number? But I think it's all over the pamphlets. The person I'm talking about is none other than Amina Pastor or Amina Adams Pastor. Pastor, she can correct me afterwards. Amina's finished her studies in fashion design at Elizabeth Galloway, and she worked for Monviso Knitwear, Errol Arons, and she had her own bridal business until she discovered the dire need in the community to generate an income and the opportunity she was able to provide them through skills development. She started I Deserve It. But I think we'd want to know a little bit more about how she got to that point where she discovered and she founded this amazing company, I Deserve It. Assalamu alaikum, Amina, and welcome to Cover Mode.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran so much for having me.
Afwan, so lovely to, I think I've bumped into you occasionally during shows and things like that. And I think this is the first time I'm actually having a real conversation with you.
Alhamdulillah, shukru Allah that I'm here. I'm also very glad to be here because of wanting to promote I Deserve It for a very long time with you.
Ah,
I've been with
awesome.
Other presenters before, but I'm happy to be on Cover Mode.
I'm so happy you are here. Amina, yes, you started long time ago. How did your journey from fashion designing, from leaving your fashion designing school once you were done, get to creating the company I Deserve It?
Alhamdulillah, you know, being a fashion designer and being in the bridal business, you're basically in your bubble if you're a fashion designer. You only make sure that you make your products, you concentrate on your business, and everything surrounds you.
Mm.
And you'll see most fashion designers are like that, you know, reaching that target and getting the clients to know the product and stuff like that. And I was exactly like that. And alhamdulillah, because I worked for Errol Arons and I have a lot of influence in the bridal business and with the bridal stores, I actually have a lot of clients. I hardly advertise. I was just, like I said, in my own bubble. And before a major wedding, I had a very big wedding, very influential people that I work for. I had a break-in.
Oh,
and they basically...
Oh, yes, I read that story.
Yes, so alhamdulillah, they basically took everything. And after that, it left me in depression. I was down. It's like you're not getting the right clients because now you're attracting everything that's negative. And most people go through this. 6 months negative. And one day my friend said to me, let's go for a massage. And I'm thinking, I'm so broke. And you're inviting me for a massage. And my husband said, you know what, go. Because, you know, if you have your own business, you're independent. You don't ask for money. You don't ask for, because now you need to find your own way to pay for this massage. And he said to me, no, you know, I'll pay for it because I cannot take the way you've been now for the last couple of months. Anyway, alhamdulillah, my friend Shaima, she took me for a massage. And as I was laying there, I couldn't relax. I just couldn't enjoy it. And I had to say something to get myself to enjoy this massage, this therapy that I paid for. So as I'm laying, I had to tell myself, I deserve this. I deserve it. And as I'm laying, I'm thinking of all the women that goes through emotional abuse, that has little businesses, that's selling cook sisters, that also deserve this, that also deserve an opportunity to feel the way I'm feeling. I mean, Rashan, as you know, we are still, after 7 years that I Deserve It, we are still in survival mode. We're still making things just to put food on the table. I mean, we had this discussion just before this. And what happened when I left there, I told my husband, I want to start something, and it needs to be called I Deserve It. I went to Shaima, I told her this, what do we start? What do we do? I said, look, so many people create things. So many people make things. Let's put a platform. Let's try. We invite five ladies, and each one can sell, because we're five friends, each one can sell the product. And five people went to 15, and I said to Ashima, my house is too small for this. I went down the road, because my surname is pastor, I could get the church down the road, the church hall, which they don't really hire out to Muslims. But in Alhamdulillah, we've got it, and they were very pleased with the concept. On the day, we had 45 people, because we ended up inviting everyone. The funny thing is, the moment you set a platform like that, you'll be surprised at what people are doing, even if they have jobs. They have to sell a product or sell something, or they're doing Shazen, or they're doing Herbalife or something, to basically the daughter's at university, or that's her traveling fee, or for some, whatever reason. I had a person that was this a lady. She made the most beautiful jewelry, and her thing was she likes to travel. So that was her thing. And I was inspired by every single one, what their reason was, why they were. And alhamdulillah, when we started the first one, it was such a hit. We did the second one at College of Cape Town, Hewitt, Old Hewitt in Crawford. And after that, we stayed there. And now we're at Athlone Civic. We actually scaled down our amount of market days that there is due to the influx. There's so many markets that's happening out there. And which is fine. We just need to learn, support everyone and promote everyone, because I'm not going to have one every week.
Yeah.
And the people do need a platform
and
to trade.
And it's this business that's traveling from one market to the other. So with so many businesses having or offering the platform of a market, it helps these businesses.
Oh, definitely. Because like I said, I don't do this every week to basically set a platform, to host, for people. It's exhausting, first of all, to have an event. You're marketing, you're advertising, you're setting, you're renting of the hall. Recently, I was told, why do everybody have a market day? They're not event coordinators. You know what? People are looking for a platform for trade. And if someone's going to set up this platform on a weekly basis, or you this week and me next week, then let's support it. Because at the end of the day, there's a lady, maybe in Athlone, that's selling something, that's waiting for this opportunity to sell a product.
And it's also about the areas that the markets are in, because sometimes it's not in, like someone from say Pelican Park is not going to get the market in Athlone until she gets the market. There's that market happening in Athlone. Do you want to come and trade here? So you're bringing people from the northern suburbs, from everywhere into one vicinity. So you're bringing people there.
You're bringing craft that we haven't seen. Sometimes people have fantastic stuff. I mean, oversaturated now with clothing, but everyone is different. And you know, the amazing thing about the clothing lines is now, I mean, we have the design platform as well, is that the units are so small, the likelihood that you would find it in another store is like zero. So if you go to a big store, like I'm not going to mention any names, you will find, okay, if you need size, that helps. But I don't want to look like the next person. And Cape Town women, we don't want to look like anybody else but us, but ourselves, you know. So we started with the market days. And can I continue?
Yes, please.
Okay, so as the market days continued, I talk about whatever I do. I have overflow. I just talk. And I went to the podiatrist because I started running. And I spoke to him about the opportunities and people selling things. And I said, you know what? Bring me some ladies and I will teach them how we'll work with diabetic and old people for footgear. Because there is no in-between. Like people go to a doctor and say, I've got footache. And the doctor will give it cream or tablet. And if you go to a podiatrist, especially diabetic or a person on pension, it's extremely expensive. So what he did was he created this group for us, and that's how our next project started. Right? The project was, alhamdulillah, it's now 3 years in existing. We are based in Lansdowne. It's fantastic. And we are looking this year at rolling out into more venues in different areas. But what it does is it creates jobs, number one, because we're training these ladies to have a skill. And number two is we are providing a service to the community, especially our diabetic and our old people. And people nowadays, it's anyone with problems, especially our young pregnant mommies, because they would go from size five to size eight.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
So to recover. And then after that, you actually pick up that you do have foot problems and back problems.
Yes.
So I would advise any young girl to start looking after your feet, go constantly to our foot care and have it seen to. So, Alhamdulillah, that was another project. I'm talking from from one thing to the other.
But this is all under the I deserve
it. This is all under the I deserve it. Because I'm a fashion designer also, so I'm going off the foot clinic now, I used to train youngsters that couldn't get into Cape Tech. Mm-hmm. Then I actually think come and train them and stuff. And then eventually I thought, you know, more and more people asked me, let me see if I can find a venue. And when I train the it was girls and boys at the time, they can help me while they don't get into tech. And we started the sewing project, where we offer the service to ladies in the community to come for the sewing. Basically, what happens with this project, all our projects get split into the fee that you pay, gets split into three or four. So it gets split into for the hall or for the admin department.
Okay. So which means
we're creating four or five jobs out of one project. Now, inshallah, with the foot care, we're hoping to grow much more jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So what I deserve it eventually became, besides that, when we started with the market days and providing opportunity, is creating projects that's creating jobs that's providing services.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So now the ladies with the sewing, they're able to sew for themselves or whatever reason they want to skill themselves. Some of them don't use it, some of them do.
And some of them want to make their own clothes, so they don't have to go and shop in retail.
Yeah, they start out like that. But they still, I mean, because we have such a wonderful industry with a lot of people, designers make, and it's affordable. Our clothing are so affordable.
It is.
It's easy to buy. But then you do get the ones that love sewing because they want time out. That's the time out, or that's the break from the kids, or just when they, like a lot of people, ladies that came to my class would say, I'll take my sewing machine out 2 o'clock in the night and I'll sew. Because that they just feel that they need to offload.
Mm-hmm.
So they love doing that. So different strokes for different.
Sometimes we all need that creative outlet, as they would say.
Yes, that's very, very important. I started hiking.
Yes, I know about this hiking.
So, alhamdulillah, it's also something that you don't expect. Even if you're sewing, whatever we do, just take that leap of faith and do it and try it and see how it goes and turn it into something fantastic with I Deserve It. We didn't think. We started something fun that became into something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, alhamdulillah, we've got, like I said, now we have the market days. I just want to tell the listeners out there, and I know some of our shout out to our vendors are listening, that our market days, just all the years at Athlone Civic, will this year be at Witabooma.
All right.
We will not disclose the date yet because people would want to book at least a week. They know we're a week before Eid. Eid is on a Sunday, so it's the weekend before that. And our pop-up shop, which is normally run by Revere Events, will be at Claremont Civic because Athlone is being revamped. So our home is moving a bit. But I'm sure, you know, when people want things, they will come and find you.
Of course, yeah, and it's not too far. It's,
no.
You know, it's still in an area where a lot of people actually, you know, have traveled. We've had so many weddings there in the past, too.
Yes,
alhamdulillah. And so one, we know that the next... that is not what's happening next, though. What's the workshop is happening now in
Feb. Yes, we have changed our workshop because what's happening, people, we have I Deserve It, sewing, I Deserve It, foot care. So we're basically rebranding our name so people can identify it. So we have a sewing project coming up. It starts on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's Thursdays, which is 800 rand for two lessons per month.
All right.
So let me say the price because people will phone you and ask you what's the cost. So it's 800 rand. It's two lessons per month.
I'm going to write that down so I can put it on Facebook again.
Yes.
So
and then it is on a Saturday, mostly for our working woman, it's 500 rand per month, which is for four lessons.
So it's 800 rand for two lessons per month.
Yes.
And that's for the Tuesday and the Thursday,
Tuesday
night.
And Thursday.
How many months?
It's for 4 months, of course.
Okay.
It's very short. Basically, it's the beginners. So what we do teach you is, what I've seen, Roshan, over the years, people offer sewing courses and stuff, and they don't teach the people the gold of sewing, which is patterns.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Which is your pattern making, which is your laying out, which is your fabric. You can go to so many designers and ask them if they are able to make a pattern. They won't.
In fact, I believe some people only make patterns as a business.
Yes.
It's like, really?
Yes.
You don't sew? No. If you want the pattern, and then that's what I charge.
And patterns is expensive, especially for those who makes their own clothing or make their own clothing line. So what we teach is your basic blocks. It's your pants, your shirt, your top, your dress, How to, from your top, how to make a dress. So very basic in beginners. Our focus in beginners, however, is getting you to know to your machine. Because a lot of people come there and say, I have no knowledge of sewing. So we like you like that, because now we mold you the way we think you should be. So we basically focus on the pattern making, the sewing, the fabric layout, and the fabric cutting, and also fabric purchasing.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Because people, you know what they choose, they would buy fabric and it's not suitable for the design, or because they choose it's a cheap piece of...
They need to understand what that material does.
Yeah.
So what it's going to do. Like, if you take something cheap, like, yeah. I know at some retail shops, if we shop there, you know it's going to be one wash.
Yes.
It's not reusable.
And also, when you buy fabric, girls would come with chiffon because they have no knowledge.
And chiffon,
chiffon. If you haven't sewn, you don't know how to handle that fabric. So we teach you all of that, how to handle your silks, how to handle your... Okay, we won't do silk. That's for the advanced, because we do have advanced
next 4 months. So it's basic, intermediate?
Basic, intermediate, and advanced.
Okay, right.
So, and each class only take about 10 ladies. So unfortunately, our Saturday class is full.
And but there's space in our
midweek. I just want to say also in our midweek, you do get out much more than a Saturday because the time is longer. There's 2 classes. Mm-hmm. So you'll do your sewing and your patterns and things in the one class, and your cutting and then your sewing. Whereas the Saturday ladies, we have to compress everything into one lesson, which is quite tight.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that project. Something very exciting happened. I so much want to take sewing back to school. It's my desire to take sewing.
I remember doing it in primary school.
Exactly. It's a motor skill, number one. It gets your mind and your brain working, especially for that time out.
And it was all sorts of sewing. It was embroidery.
Yes,
it was,
I remember knitting.
I had to make a dress. Very cool.
Yes.
And so, knitting, yeah.
And knitting, oh gosh, I hated sewing, but anyway.
Look at you now.
Look at me now. And then what happened is we got a request from Claremont High to start a sewing project with him. And I thought this is perfect to start a pilot project. Because, you know, I'm all about employment and providing a service. So I thought, let me start this for a few months and see what hits. And when we came in class, it was about 15 students. And my fear is when I go back today, there might be more because they enjoyed it so much. The idea is, inshallah, when it works, to put in train youngsters that's been in our class, to put them and charge a small fee to the school, like an extra mural.
Yes, yes.
So once again, I mean, Rashaan, we don't need, I mean, me as a woman, I feel that if, as a woman, if you earn very little, you will make it so much more. You know, and I feel with this little project that we're creating an opportunity to earn at least something for your day-to-day, because that's what we want, survival
skills. You actually make me think of a market day in my high school where I made reversible waist jackets.
Okay.
well, then again, I had a father as a designer, so he helped out in terms of how you do it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I can't remember how I did that reversible waist jacket. So you're going to have to show me again. No, I did it. Thank you. He wasn't all about, let me do this.
Okay.
When I did want something quickly, he would like cut it and then I'd have to put it together. I'm like, I need a pattern. Yeah. How did you cut that? Yeah. Like that? I can't, you know, but I mean, he was very much experienced.
Well, that's good because I took my daughter with because she wanted to go with me to class. And I've never ever thought of teaching my children until they went to them. And when she came to class, she started sewing. And now I have to cut her each stuff and she will run it up. So once they're in the class environment,
yes,
they want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, but once you're at home, no.
I don't know. We were, you know, when you're at home, you kind of, not forced, but it's like for E days and everything. I remember we're sitting with buttonholes or the hems or this, whatever.
In our day.
See,
okay, we're young.
You're
going
to have to, you know, and it comes so naturally because there's always a sewing machine around. There's brown paper, there's cardboard, there's scissors. There's
now you do have the youngsters that can't put in a hem.
Oh my goodness.
They can't, I mean, you get webbing, which is easy. They don't even know about it. But I mean, they can't put a hem or put a button.
You know, back to those market days, this is where young, you know, they can actually see how their product will do in the marketplace.
Yes.
And they get to really explore making something and selling it. So they have that whole package of you know, sort of a product, here's a product, you made it, now go out and sell it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's when I spoke to Clement High and I said, you know, you need to see where your students is going. First, we're checking what is the potential of the sewing, because it's all grades from grade 8 to grade 12, to see what their capabilities are, how they catch on things and how fast they are. And then basically produce two items and have a market day to sell. So now you teach them how to become an entrepreneur. The finance stuff they need to learn in the accounting class, because we don't have time for that. But also, like, to how to basically get the market to be interested in what you're selling. And so that goes for any business, for anyone. The sad thing with our fashion, with our market days is, maybe you can come and help us with that, is our vendors will never come with a pamphlet.
Or with their marketing, yes.
They will never have after-sale service, because they are in such a mode of selling now that they don't care about tomorrow.
And they don't, like, where do I find you tomorrow? Where am I, you know, do you have a number? Where's your next market going to be? And it is about that marketing and learning, having a presence that's outside of your workplace or where you are situated. So the people can go to and see, what have you designed next? What have you made next? I want that. And somehow, I mean, Instagram has been amazing for so many designers. And that
it
is
has.
Your, because you can see the garment. People, fashion and clothing is about what you see, what it looks like and what it does. And obviously, where are you? Where do I buy? What is the price?
Look, after, since we're doing the market days, we started, because iDeserve is an NGO, it's an NPC nonprofit company. There's a lot of things that we couldn't do as an NGO. So I needed to create a company that's called now the Design Platform, which is a PTY. So the Design Platform has the same concept of providing a platform for people who want permanent space. So we basically have young designers who are permanently showcasing their work, not young designers, sorry, all ages, but brilliant people that make brilliant items and showcasing it with us. But that's not what they need. They need more opportunity to sell. So that is the one thing that we're lacking, that we're starting with a design platform now, is opportunity.
So then adding a business component to that, sewing classes or even the foot care classes, a whole business component would do amazing, would do wonders.
That's the thing, because that's the other thing they're lacking in. There's two things. Creative people, they can make, they can create. But they're battling marketing, they're battling advertising, and they need the opportunity to
relations,
trade. Then the other thing they do, now they're making money, they're writing it all in the back of their al-sura. They're writing it down what they're selling, so which means they're suffering in admin. So that's the other thing, like you say, the business part.
In the studio with me is Amina Adams-Pastor. And I think a lot of people actually know your name, and they know the I Deserve It market.
Gosh.
Because, I mean, I've been to an I Deserve It market, and I mean, I usually come and support all the markets and things, and I know other regular vendors that you see there. Those are probably the permanent ones from the, not the I Deserve It, what's your other company called?
The Design Platform.
What is the difference between the two, besides it being NPO and
The Design
PCY.
Platform is more for people with permanent, like, I don't know if I can say this, like a YDE.
Okay,
so they get
all
a
right.
permanent spot.
Okay.
We supply them with a staff members to work there and manage the...
Where is this?
In Lansdowne.
At my
home at the moment, 12 Cavill Road. This year, inshallah, I'm not going to mention yet, because we haven't discussed it with the designers, we are rolling out so many things that would assist them into building their brand and assist them in building their business, because our... Because being an entrepreneur myself and being a designer, I can see what is needed. So I'm able to create. I'm able to make things. However, I need an opportunity to sell. So we're going to focus on more of the things that's lacking for them to build them, so they can concentrate and focus on what they are making. Rashan, we are faced. I mean, I went to the TTI. I went to so many places. And we are faced with people wanting to encourage, and this is what they told me when I went to a seminar. They said, we want the youth to become entrepreneurs.
Now, you think they want to build a big entrepreneurial society.
Really? How do you? So basically, you're going to teach him how to manufacture and make, but you also need to provide an opportunity. what at the moment we are facing, where people are very capable. We come from, I've just been to Indonesia, and I'm not sure if you saw
that. Yes.
And that's where we come from as a modest, I mean, we come from India, Indonesia. We are very skilled. And when you go there, you'll see how skilled these people are and where we actually get it from. Mm-hmm. In actual fact, if I look at them, we are 10% of what they are capable of. So
yes.
We need to go back and revisit and see what we can still do to upskill ourselves. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that our the design platform is now going to search for opportunity for trade and basically help them. And then also, like I said, go back to the business side of things and help them grow this. There are many people who's not interested in registering their business because there's just fear of oh, but I have to pay SARS.
Yeah.
There's a fear of, oh, but you know what? If you're paying SARS, that means your business is growing.
Exactly.
And with us, if a business grows, it's employment. Because the more machinists you need, I mean, what will come back? Our CMTs, that's all fading. Everything's down in China. We're wearing China. And it doesn't fit us. If you look at even Indonesian, they are so small.
Yes.
I think it's either by 6
inches. So one size fits all.
Yes. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So we're South African, and we need to be proud of that. And then you wear proudly South Africa, and then take our product across the globe. Mm-hmm. With Roshan Isaacs, of course.
Which we can do. We've already done with 2 or 3.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a lot. We need to empower more, inshallah. So basically what the strive and with the design platform is going to be is to get people to become basically crossing over from platform local and crossing over with Roshan to international. You know, so and linking because what happens is, you mentioned earlier Instagram and Facebook and how fantastic these platforms is, but you know also how intimidating it is.
Mm.
If you look at photos of people and say, oh my gosh, they have the best photographer, their stuff is doing so well, because we're selling perception.
Mm.
Which, what happens is quite negative to the one who's actually good. Because the products now, they say, oh, I'm not a person who like putting my face all over the show.
But that's the whole thing about social media in any case. Everyone looks all happy and great, you know, when back in the...
Facebook.
You know, it's Facebook,
You know, so we're selling perception, and we are actually...
But that's advertising.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you are selling an emotion. And this is why, I mean, if I refer to the company I work for, Style Africa, it was more about telling the design story. Because I love, you know, the designer behind the brand and the, you know, intricate detail or what they did to get to that final garment.
Now imagine getting 100 other people like
exactly.
that mind thinking, you know. Not that we're in competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically it's your product. You have to compete. You have to show. If I sell cake flour from Snowflake and I'm selling this one, I want to show buy this.
Mm.
So this
at
is
the
what
end of the day,
it's
also presentation.
Yeah.
You know, if you present your product well, they know that it's a quality product.
Yeah.
It's also the perception of what you put out there and what you give to the person who's looking at your garment, whether it be in person or whether it be on a presentation or whether it be on social media.
Yeah.
It does make a difference. If you're going to put something hap-dash, you know, slap right there, poor quality image. They can't see the material.
Yes.
They don't know.
Or they
come
into your store, because now we're at this point where we have online viewing and in-store shopping. So people see things online. They come in and they say, oh my gosh, when I went in, it was completely horrible.
Mm.
You know? So like you say, but we need the education for this. Because at the moment, we're selling color.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks bright and fancy and wonderful. And when you get there, you're so disappointed. So we need to get over that.
Mm.
So basically, with the design platform, inshallah, we're going to have workshops and try to take people from lower, like from home business, to get to a next level where they can feel, okay, I'm at that point where I can move further and further. Because we need that. I mean, motivation is like a shower. You need one every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So inshallah, with a lot of linkage and a lot of help, and hopefully this year will, it will happen, roll out this year the support. Because that's what's a major lacking. So many people are becoming designers that never ever stitched or went to sewing classes. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. You know, I've always, and there's the same thing, there's no modest way. Then I'm like, okay, have you been to
the markets?
There is so many, but it's fine. If you have the desire and the passion to do this and give it a try, go for it. Go for it. But also remember, do your homework. Do your, where am I going to trade? What am I going to do? Instead of what happens, they create, they buy all the fabric, they take the last fund, they put it in there. The garment is done. Now what? Because you're not a marketing person. Now you think, oh, I need to get models.
And they get so excited because they know they can create.
Yes.
And they do such an amazing design, and then how are they going to get people to buy it?
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Because like you say, my cousins and my sisters, they're not tired of buying
Your family, there's only so many in the family, and you've already filled all of their cupboards.
I mean, I have people that tell me, designers that say, you know, I don't do markets. Then this stuff is brilliant. And I'm like thinking, okay, now how are you going to get it out there? Oh, I don't advertise that much. Okay, how do you expect people to know your product? You know, so the education in that, that is the gap that we're having, that mm-hmm. people need to be educated about the admin part and the marketing part, because creating is wonderful. And I can tell you, in Indonesia, you see the people are so sustainable. They support each other.
But they also have, they are very business savvy. Oh, they have amazing networking groups where they educate each other on business, and they network.
Yeah.
It's like, let me talk to this one, and this one can help me do this, and this one can teach us this. And I see it so often. Because after the conference I went to last year, I still get invites to some of their networking sessions, and I'm like, I wish I could go. We need
Me
to do
too.
This year, and maybe we should do this
sponsor.
Year. Another sponsor. Yes.
So, like, I went to the Indonesian Trade Fair, which I want to encourage the people. I like to inspire, and hopefully, inshallah, it is inspiring. Where you could see so much craft. And so much things like we sew, but what is the next step? How many things you can make? This year they have the inner craft at the end of April. And I would encourage the listeners, contact Suburban Travels, speak to them about it. It's an amazing eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people are like, oh, city healthy. but it's investment in you. Because we should get out of that mindset. If I cannot go sell something, I'm not going to go. Go and learn. That's a learning experience, and we don't want to learn. We just want to sell ourselves.
I love learning. I think I get more in learning than anything else. I mean, we have such loyal listeners. I forgot to give the SMS and the WhatsApp line earlier, and now we only have 10 minutes left. So if you still want to send us an SMS, it's 47913. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp, it's 072-238-0712. But you do have our loyal listeners who have that number on speed dial. Have already sent us WhatsApp messages. And of those WhatsApp messages, one of the ladies, I'm assuming it's a lady, ask, I'm also been in Qatar all the years, and I was also interested in training people. I became bored, but is there opportunity for being part of the teaching of Qatar and tailoring skill? I'm 45 years of age. Please give advice, Shukran. Let's see what the other one is. Okay, if I can find it. There we go. Salam, my 9-year-old would like to learn to sew. She turned 9 and bought her a mini sewing machine. Now she wants to sew. Do you cater for her age? Do you do kids?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we do. My daughter's coming too.
The thing is, once the interest is there, we don't do as effective as we did the patterns and stuff.
But what about a holiday?
No, they fit in the class, on a Saturday class, they fit in there.
Really? Yeah. With the adults and everything?
Yes, but the thing is, we just change it slightly for them. We focus more on the sewing. But like I said, once the passion and the drive is there, they do very well.
And I'm wondering, I also want to come to this course because I think it would be fun to do with my daughter. But then I have some time in the morning. So, you know, those of you who have time, Tuesdays and Thursdays, or on the Saturday, but you said your Saturday is already full. So there's only Tuesday and Thursday still available. As for the lady that was interested in, you know, she's got all this knowledge, all this skill, and she wants to assist in terms of teaching.
There's always opportunity to help and teach, especially now that we're going to roll it out to schools. Just be in mind, we don't charge the people a lot, so the income is not for you to make a salary. Mm-hmm. You will get something, you will get petrol money, phone money, e-time, you know, but you need to have the love of giving your skill over. And remember, for the sake of Allah first, before, and then your passion to want to empower anyone, men, ladies, boys. I've been asked to teach our classes as only for ladies, and I've been asked to start a school for boys. That's an opportunity as well.
That's you know, true. So, I mean, there are so many men designers
so
as well.
Tailors.
And oh yes,
we
yes.
need tailors. And I mean, if you have that skill and you can offer it, and we can create something, why not?
Brilliant. So there is the opportunity for you to also come and assist with your skill. But it's not only sewing. So if anyone had a skill that they wanted to offer the I deserve it, they could basically just get in contact with you and let you know, look, I have the skill. Would you be open to?
Yeah, the problem is also people don't want to share. Mm. So if there's people that want to share, contact us.
No, man, you must share.
It's so important to share your skill. And I mean, especially not everyone's going to be a lawyer, doctor, an accountant.
Again, we go back to these people who are now going to get the entrepreneurial skills from being able to create something, they're also going to know the legal requirements.
Yes.
And I think that's where a lot of them get stuck. When they know they have to pay SARS, it's not the paying of SARS. It's like, when and how much and how do I know it's
and
worked out properly?
I want to be BEE.
Yes, how do I do the BEE? And I mean, those are things I can probably assist with as well in terms of getting a BEE certification. And it's so simple and easy. But because we as the creative don't realize how simple and easy these steps are.
We're standing in our own way.
But it's nice, it's great that we have people in our society who have those skills and are able to and probably willing to. And I'm very positive about this because I know there are so many who want to give back and don't know where.
Yes.
And here is your opportunity. If you have any of those skills that you feel an entrepreneur will need to build their business and give them that business savvy. Let's assist people in that way. Mm, yes.
Let's build our community. Let's build our daughters.
Now, how in the world are they going to get hold of you?
Okay. The best is to email because I'll sit and respond. Because my phone is always on silent.
Okay.
I prefer that.
Because you know where she's sitting in the morning. She's hiking. She's sitting on top of a mountain somewhere, breathing in that
fresh air. I need that. That's my time out. And you know when you walk on the mountain, you think, oh, how wonderful Allah is.
I love the natural environment. Yeah. Yes.
So, do that as well. You're welcome to come and join me to hike.
I would love to, but they need to either do it much earlier.
Let the dads drop the kids on certain
days. They have to be at work at a certain time too. What is your email address?
So it's info at
I deserve it.
org.za. Or you can email info at
The design platform.
.co.za.
All right.
So preferably the I deserve it one.
Mm-hmm. So preferably, as you've heard, the I deserve it one. That's info@ideserveit.org.co.za. And I just had a WhatsApp. More info about the classes, Canelo. Who do I contact? Again,
I can give you the classes details. Mm-hmm. You can email SEW,
that's how you spell it.
Yeah, so number two.
So to grow. Oh, I love that.
That's our new branding, so to grow. At I deserve it.
At I deserve it.
.org.za. And from this often, you can call
063-220-9487. All right. I'm just going to check if you have any more messages for us. Assalamu alaikum, everyone in the studio. I'm so proud of our Muslim young ladies today. Alhamdulillah, they have all the opportunities today that we never had. I'm so sorry that I never went to study, was forced to help my parents. All top designers, especially in the Western Cape, of all Muslims doing all the work and they're getting the names. So please, my young Muslim designers, go for it. Make us proud as Muslims. You have the talent and skills, alhamdulillah. Shukran to you for that message.
Wow.
So wonderful, lovely messages coming through and just encouraging all of our young Muslims as well as those who are currently in whatever industry and just making it for themselves.
In any kind of
to continue to prosper and persevere because that's really what it takes to make a success of it. Whether your goal is to make a profit at the end of the day or just to put food on the table or just for the reward and satisfaction of someone wearing your garment.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, oh, they're wearing my garment. They like what I made. Sometimes it's just that feeling, hey. But whatever it is, there are classes for those of you who would like to develop those talents and skills. So the contact there is 063-220-9487. And they are only for this session. It's only the Tuesday and Thursday. And it's sowtogrow@ideserveit.org.za. That's sowtogrow@ideserveit.org.za. We've just spoken to Amina Adams Pastor, who's given us a load of good information that I'm sure you can use and prosper with if you attend the classes. And when you attend the classes, I'm sure I'll be seeing you in some of those classes too. Shukran so much to you, Amina.
Shukran to you for having me. It's such a pleasure. And I'm always happy to be at VOC promoting what we do.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure. From me, Rishan Isaacs, till next time, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.